I'm in love with the world through the eyes.
Say Yes 来自于 Elliot Smith， 也来自于今天的可可听歌学英语。我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤。我喜欢民谣，那民谣呢和传统意义上的摇滚乐相比是更具有诗意的，它不是倾诉狂，却藏匿于低调的姿态之下。那民谣呢从心灵的深处陈述和自省，而 Elliot Smith 的歌唱呢就像是少年的掌纹，朴素内向，甚至是有一点点诡异，几乎是有时候让人感觉到有那么一丝丝的恐惧，那其中隐藏着悲伤和愉悦，都像是一些宿命的秘密。他们的音乐和表达呢都非常的含蓄，几乎说是懒散的，像是在漆黑海底自身会闪烁微光的水幕，炫耀着似有似无的存在。那今天的这首 Say Yes 会带给你怎样的感觉呢？先来听听吧。
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after We broke upA month ago, and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. It's always been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay.Feel like shit the morning after But now I feel changed around And instead of falling down I'm standing up the morning after Situations get fucked up And turned around sooner or later. Exception to the rule, you tell me the morning after. Cricket spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know.No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yes. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning.
音乐过后，欢迎回来，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Candice， 依然在伴随着各位。下面的时间，让我们来了解一下歌词大意。
We broke up a month ago, and I grew up, I didn't know.
We broke up a month ago, and I grew up, I didn't know.我们在一个月之前分手了，在不知不觉中我已经成长了。 Break up 在歌词中的意思是分手。再来举一个例子， She's just broken up with her boyfriend， 她刚刚与她的男朋友绝交。那与某人分手关系破裂用到的介词是 with， She's just broken up with her boyfriendBreak up 还有结束、散会的意思。听个例句 ，They decided to break up the partnership. 他们决定终止 partnership 合作关系。They decided to break up the partnership. OK. Break up 的第三个意思是解散、驱散。比如说 ，The crowd started to break up when the night fell. 天快黑的时候，人群开始散开了。The crowd started to break up when the night fell. 有时候呢，范冰冰去参加一些见面会，那担心到群众太多了，有时候警察就会驱散人群。Police had to break up the crowd. 警察不得不驱散人群。Police had to break up the crowd. break up 的意思非常之多。下面这个例句中的 break up 是什么意思呢？ He was breaking up under the strain. Strain, S-T-R-A-I-N, 是指劳累、压力。他劳累过度导致他的身体逐渐 break up 衰弱了。那 break up 这里是衰弱的意思。He was breaking up under the strain. OK, 接下来我们来学习歌词中的第二个短语 grow up. Grow up 基本意思是长大、成长。我家有女初长成，我们可以说 grow up into 什么什么什么样的人。That little girl has grown up into a pretty woman. 这句话有点像我家有女初长成。小女孩呢已经成长为了一个漂亮的女人。That little girl has grown up into a pretty woman. Grow up 的这种成长还可以指关系之间的。A close friendship gradually grew up between them. 他们之间的友谊日益亲密。A close friendship gradually grew up between them. But now I feel changed around. And instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. I'm standing up the morning after situations get fucked up and turned around sooner or later. 我会重新站起来的，事情有点停滞不前，但是途中会有转机。Stand up, 基本意思是起立、站立。那一般呢，它还可以表示经得住。举个例子， Your argument just won't stand up.你的论点经不起推敲。 Your argument just won't stand up. Stand up 在口语中还可以表示失约。 First she agreed to come out with me, then she stood me up. 她先是同意跟我出去，后来又爽约了，真是很可怜。 First she agreed to come out with me, then she stood me up. 好了，下一个单词 Fuck up.那我们首先要知道第一个单词是非常粗鲁的，所以这个短语肯定也不是一个非常好的词，我们尽量避免使用。那如果你听到的话呢，要知道这个词的意思是搞糟、搞坏、闯祸，当然是不太礼貌的。 I completely fucked up my exams. 我完全考砸了。 I completely fucked up my exams. 最后一个短语 sooner or later。这个短语相信大家在歌曲中听到了很多很多遍，那它究竟是什么意思呢？表示迟早， soon 是快的意思， late 是迟， sooner or later 迟早。 You should tell her because she'll find out sooner or later. 你还是告诉她吧，因为她迟早都会发觉的。 You should tell her because she'll find out sooner or later.His dream will come true sooner or later. 他的理想迟早会实现。表示梦想实现用到的短语是 come true. His dream will come true sooner or later. 他的理想迟早会实现的。Situations get fucked up and turned around sooner or later. 一首 Say Yes， 歌词非常简单。那今天我们学到的词组或单词有哪些呢？来回顾一下。 Break up 表示结束、散会，还有分手的意思。第三个意思是解散、驱散。最后呢，它还可以表示衰弱。 Grow up 意思是长大、成长。 Stand up 起立、站得住脚、经得住，还有在口语中表示失约。 Fuck up这个词呢有些粗俗，意思是搞糟、搞坏。 Sooner or later 迟早。短短的节目带给你的不仅仅是英语知识，更是音乐带来的放松。这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，欢迎通过我的新浪微博 DJ Kenneth 婕妤来与我交流你的音乐心情。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。